I gotta find peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I gotta find peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible.
Are you ready to fill your soul with the sustenance it needs? Look no further. Bishop Joshua Fonseca's Soul Food Podcast. You can listen anytime to these engaging messages of faith. From testimonies and real-life stories to musical entertainment, is here to satisfy your spiritual hunger. Tune in today for a journey of hope, strength, and truth, and be uplifted with each episode wherever you are. Don't let your soul go hungry. It's time for some soul food.
Well, dear friends, may the Lord Jesus bless you. Once again, we are together here. And I would like to share this message to you. Let me talk about friendship. Is friendship good or bad? Well, there is a message for you. God says here, my son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. It's an advice. It's not a preaching. It's not a sermon. No, it's an advice. God is telling you to keep your foot away from the evildoers. Because the evildoers, they always lead you to trouble. As they go to trouble, they like to have followers. You know, the evildoers, the unbelievers, the evil one, they don't want to go to the pit alone. They like to drag some people with them. And this is what friendship causes. I'm not talking about friends. Anybody can have friends. But the problem is friendship. Friendship is the problem. When you are too close to someone, or you even call someone your closest friend. There is no closest friend. You have friends, you have colleagues, but no one should guide you, make decisions for you. No one should drive your mind. You must have your own opinion. Because if you do not have your own opinion, you are not yourself. Always you are going to be driven by someone. No one learns how to use marijuana alone. No one learns how to drink alone. No one learns how to rob people, break into people's house alone. They were called by someone. There is a saying, a very known saying, which says, show me your friends, and I'll show you who you are. If you tell me who are your friends, I tell you who you are. Because if you are together with them, you are going to have the same pay they are having. And the Bible says that bad company corrupts the soul. If you have bad friends, it can be your co-workers, it can be your friends at school, or perhaps your own siblings. Blood of the same blood, your neighbors. People that tells you to do something wrong. Here, you know it is wrong, but you know what your problem is. You want to please everybody. Do not please everybody, because you know not everybody pleases you. Then who is secure? Who is secure? Those who go with Jesus. Those who go with Jesus, they are secure. I recommend you to read Psalm 1. The first Psalm, which says that blessed is the one who walks not on the counsel of the wicked. He doesn't go with the bad crowd. He does not hang around with the wrong people, because the wrong crowd brings you bad influences. All right? So be careful with the friendship. Friends, everybody can have, but friendship, you have to choose. The problem is when you start going to his house, he start coming to your house, she goes to yours, you go to hers, and then you start mixing everything. Maybe you say, I am so lonely because I don't have many friends. No, you are not lonely. You are not sad, because these friends will not add anything in your life. On the contrary, if you are well, financially well, they are around your table. When you are broken, they run away. Even your phone call, they don't answer anymore. So the problem is the friendship. If you have few friends, you are happy. However, if you have no friends, you are happier. Because Jesus has to be your closest friend. All right? May the Lord Jesus Christ bless all of you. If you want to contact me, my email address, bishopbira@gmail.com. If this message helped you, send this message to your friends. Send this message to your relatives, especially to the young ones. Let them watch this video. If you want, you can also leave your comment here in this page. All right? May the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible, bless all of you. You may have a good one.
You are now listening to Soul Food Podcast with Bishop Joshua. We'll be right back.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
I think sometimes we don't use that adjective when it comes to friendships. Like, we think it's bad to have to work for a friendship. And I think in some ways it can be.
Yeah.
But I think in some ways it's necessary.
Yeah.
Because I think any real relationship requires work.
Facts.
Not all relationships require work.
Yeah.
And some of those relationships might be seasonal.
Yeah.
But so I guess we can talk through, how do you know when a relationship is requiring work that's not worthwhile?
Yeah.
How do you discern that? What kind of work should we put into maintaining and cultivating our friendships? And what is the point?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because I think it's a difference between having a friendship that drains you and having a friendship that it's a little difficult at times, but you can see at the end of the road, you can see this person still will be a benefit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a difference, because I think sometimes we say, oh, I don't want a friendship that's hard, that, you know, that's difficult, and we want all friendships that's easy. But typically the easiest friendships don't have depth.
Yeah,
if it's easy, it's gonna be really surface, and it's not really, you know, y'all have like little artificial things that y'all bond over, but it's not gonna be anything with significant depth. And so, like, I found out that the friendships that I had to work for, you know, were the most beneficial friendships in the end. You know,
I think it's helpful to explain a little bit, because by work, what I don't mean. Is I'm working to make you my friend.
Yeah.
That's not what I mean.
No,
like,
no.
If I gotta work to make you a friend, that's weird. I'm grown. Like, why are we doing that? But what I mean is working to build intimacy in the friendship. And I think sometimes we think about intimacy primarily in terms of romantic relationships.
Yeah.
But friends should be intimate too. I should know you.
Yeah.
You know, I should be sensitive to what hurts and what you like and what joys you have and all the things. Like, we shouldn't just have the surface level friendships.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that some friends should exist that way. Like, I have some friendships, if we want to call it that, where is we go out to eat and we, you know, we dialogue, but if I'm going through something, I'm not finna call you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not that person.
Yeah.
For me.
When it comes to building friendships and when it comes to, like, doing the hard work, how do you know where to put your energy? Like, what do you see in a person that says, man, I want to put my energy here?
Yeah.
And what do you see in the person here that says, I don't want to put my friendship here?
I really matured a lot, because for a long time I had a lot of worldly reasons to be people's friend, which was like their style.
They ain't got no stilettos.
Or they're funny or cool or, you know, just like super, like all of that. But what happens is that those people, like, character has to trump all of that.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of become my, like, primary thing, is that, can I trust your heart? Can I trust your character? Like, I don't need friends that will not teach me something. I don't need friends that will not discern things.
Yeah.
I don't need friends that cannot pray. I don't need and I'm not saying that I'm not friends with people with weird characters. I'm not saying, I'm saying that there is a level of intimacy that I'm willing to give depending on the kind of person you actually are.
That makes sense. Makes
That's
a lot
I mean.
Of sense. Yeah.
Where to find Soul Food Podcast? Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. Here on Soul Food Podcasts, with over 100 episodes.
Thank you for listening in here on Soul Food Podcasts. Stay tuned for the next episode and keep your notifications on. Look, don't forget to share this food with others to feed their souls. Give the food that lasts forever.